Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, the fish, the whales, the whatever is out there in the ocean life, marine life, they died because of the sea had been turned into blood. And then notice this, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. When this great mountain, as it were a great mountain, that was sent from God into the oceans, that it would cause, I don't know, probably, again, I'm surmising, and I think I'm on safe ground. You ever heard of a tsunami? Something even greater than a tsunami. One just happened in the Philippines just recently and devastated the coast of the Philippines. It went way inland. You hear about the tsunamis. This would be a great tsunami that's going to affect all the world. And a third of the ships who were thought they were safely in the port or wherever they are, a third of the ships, I take it worldwide, not just the Mediterranean Sea, that a third part of the ships were destroyed, which is going to affect commerce and all. We'll get to that later. And later in our chapters, in our study. So we see the burnt surface with the first trumpet, the second trumpet, the bloody sea. The third trumpet is the bitter star, B-I-T-T-E-R. We're going to be introduced to it called wormwood. Verse number 10, and the third angel. Sound, and there fell a great star from heaven. Again, all of this is from God. People are worried about nuclear war and all this stuff going on in the tribulation period. Listen, First of all, I ain't going to be here during the tribulation period. We're going to be in heaven. But there's not going to be a great nuclear holocaust in the tribulation period. These are all judgments from God Almighty. Matter of fact, when we get to Revelation chapter number 16, verses number 9 and 11, men are actually going to be cursing God because of all this that's coming upon the earth. They're going to know it's coming from God. It's not coming from Russia. It's not coming from China. It's coming from God. So hear it again. And people think this is some kind of a nuclear thing or whatever. No. This is a judgment from God. It came from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. A great fire, obviously, burning as a fire from lamp, as a lamp. And it fell upon a third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of the waters. Now, before going any farther, notice that the second trumpet affected the salt water. The third trumpet affects the fresh water. When it talks about the streams of the water and the rivers, it ain't talking about just Mississippi River. You know, I took a mighty trip down mighty Mississippi or whatever that song was, and the Missouri Rivers and all these great, and the Nile River. It ain't just talking about those rivers. It's talking about the fountains of the deep, under the aquifers. Somebody was telling me the other day, up in Indiana, that they have an artesian stream, well, is it? Ain't that where it just comes up from the ground? Comes up out of Indiana. I don't know if we got any of those in Florida. There may be one or two, but, you know, I guess y'all are in God's country to have something like that up there. But even like artesian wells that are going to be turned into blood, okay? And not only that, it's going to affect the river. We're talking about the wormwood. It's going to affect the wormwood. It's going to, this bitter star, going to affect the fresh waters, the fountains of the waters. This is underground aquifers. And verse number 11, and the name of the star is called wormwood. Interesting, not mentioned anywhere else. Hard to define what wormwood is. We looked it up and people aren't sure exactly how to describe it because it's not. This is from God. It's from God. Obviously, it's very poisonous. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. Remember, this is fresh waters. And many men died because of the waters because they were made bitter. Remember, there's famine. There's people just, you know, they need water. And they drink of this water, made bitter. And the Bible says many of them died. Ooh, I never finished. I'm verse number 12. There's the burnt surface, the bloody sea, the bitter star. And then we see the blackened sky. The blackened sky in verse number 12. And the fourth angel sounded. Remember, these are trumpets. And a third part of the sun was smitten. A third part of the moon and a third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, as the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. Now, if we go any farther, it's interesting. When it talks about a third part, and again, different thoughts about this. I believe what he's talking about here, that he darkens that the sun and the moon A third. Okay. In other words, you get up in the morning, boy, how the light's really bright outside of that. Well, he's going to shut that down about a third when this trumpet sounds. And then at moon, the moonlight, you know, sometimes you can see the moon night bright, you know, reflection and all. Well, a third of that's going to be gone. But that's only temporary. As we read farther on, he's going to turn the heat up farther in the tribulation period. And the Bible says man is going to be scorched with heat, the heat of the sun. So he went going to go from a third, man, he's going to really turn the oven up later on in the tribulation period. But notice that it happens a third. By the way, it's interesting. I looked this up again yesterday. I love Bible study. Because there's a lot of things in this chapter, another chapter, it says a third, a third, a third, a third, a third, okay? In Revelation chapter 9, verse number 18, it said the next chapter over, we'll get to it next week, a third part of mankind will die in the tribulation period. Remember, in the middle, we already read a fourth of them have died up to the middle of the tribulation. Remember, we already read that, a fourth. Quarter of the population of the earth. By the time you get to the middle of the tribulation, the Bible says a quarter of man will die. Well, you go a little farther, Revelation chapter number 9, it says a third. In other words, the remaining third of the people who survived the first half, a third of them are going to die. Which my math, I worked this out again yesterday. I went to Auburndale High School, but it's so. Okay, I worked out these fractions. By the time you get to chapter number 9, half of the world's population has been killed. Half. There's the first quarter, and then you have a third. And that time you break it all down, it equals a half. I won't go into that. You work it out on yourself. I worked it out yesterday again. It's a half. And the world's population that entered into the tribulation period, half of them will be killed because of these. Let me move on. I got to quit. Look in verse number 13. You think it's bad. The worst is yet to come. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound." You think it's something now. You ain't seen nothing yet, baby. God's wrath is going to be upon this earth. And the angel flies, and all of mankind will hear this. Woe, woe, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, because there's three more trumpets to sound. And all of this is in the last half of the tribulation period. And I have to quit. I have to quit. There's a couple of these websites that will tell you what to do in case you miss the rapture. I'm telling you now. If you don't accept Christ today, and you've heard the gospel message, when the tribulation comes, there will be no hope for you. The Bible tells in 2 Thessalonians, God will send a strong delusion, a mental strain, and you're going to believe the lie of the Antichrist, and you will be damned because you do not believe the truth. There is no hope for you if you've heard the gospel. You will forever be lost. The ones who will be saved in the tribulation period are the ones who've never heard the gospel. But if you heard the gospel, that's why you need to stay off of these websites. I don't even have a computer. Well, how do you do it? I did it on my little phone, and my wife says, that kind of is a computer. I understand. But listen, just read the Bible and believe it. And stay off these crazy things. And if you have a question, ask me, and I'll get you on the right road. Ain't God good? And I'm glad I ain't going to be here. I'd love if Jesus was to come today. I hadn't blown my nose yet, so I'm going to do this. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, even today. Our Father, we love you. We thank you for your word. Lord, we know there's great judgment coming upon this earth. And Lord, if it wasn't but for the grace of God, Lord, we could go through these things. But Lord, thank you for your amazing grace, for saving a wretch like me. Lord, bless the morning worship. May you be pleased. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's get ready for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.